Auckland's schools have recorded their fastest growth in more than a decade, with mid-year figures showing 4,000 more students than at the same time last year. That's putting pressure on schools, including those that haven't felt it before. Let's discuss this with Stephen Lethbridge, President of the Auckland Primary Principals Association, and Steve Hargraves, President of the Auckland Secondary Principals Association. Morena.
Kia ora, Susie.
Steve Hargraves, if I can start with you, is this about a bulge in a particular year group, or is this being seen across the board?
It is across the board. We can obviously see all of the students that are currently in the system between year 1 to 13, and we can see that there is a bulge coming right through. But the other factor is the students we don't know about that enter the system, and that's the returning Kiwis and other migrants that usually come in, and that throws the projections out.
Nonetheless, though, considering there are the COVID restrictions, there isn't the level of immigration that has been seen in the past, this sort of seems slightly counterintuitive, doesn't it, Stephen Lethbridge?
Well, it does a bit. The challenge, I think, is that what we're seeing in terms of primary schooling, we've got close to 1,500 more students than we had at the same time in July last year, and across 424 schools. That can seem like a small increase. However, we're seeing a smaller number of schools increasing their roll numbers. So I know of two schools that account for about 20% of that increase.
Wow. So some pressure points are particularly hard in that case.
Definitely. And looking at centres around the high growth areas where we have developments, kind or order projects and things along those lines, putting a bit more stress on the system.
This sort of thing, though, would have been predicted, wouldn't it, or be able to be predicted, Steve, because I guess if you can see that there's going to be a housing development coming on stream at a certain time, you can tell that there are going to be children coming from there.
Yes, you can, and the Ministry does have a national growth plan that factors in those housing developments. I think the bits that are unpredictable are the infill housing, and we have an awful lot of infill housing around us here in East Auckland. And the other thing, of course, is the migration. And you mentioned it's counterintuitive that with closed borders, we've still got students returning to New Zealand. But that is happening. We have had a flood of Kiwis rushing back, and many of them have brought young families with them. And I think that might continue.
So with little time to prepare, this is going to mean a lack of classrooms. Does it also mean a lack of teachers, Steve, or are they also coming back?
We have had teachers coming back. About 800 have returned, and that's great, and that'll relieve some of the pressure. There is a teacher shortage in the secondary sector. I think the issue will still remain, though. Are they physics teachers? I doubt they'll be Te Reo Māori teachers, and we really need them. Technology, and I think that's going to be the issue that remains, is are they going to be in the subjects where we need them?
So, Stephen Lethbridge, does that mean that there's going to be a continuing situation, a continuing problem with a mismatch, if you like, between the number of students, the types of teachers, and the number of classrooms available?
Yeah, look, I think what we've got to acknowledge is that, and New Zealand might not like to hear this, but Auckland is a pretty exceptional beast in terms of infrastructure, and that's what we're trying to manage in terms of staffing. Whilst there may be an appropriate number of teachers to staff the number of children within the region, what we find is that teachers may not be willing to drive an incredible amount of time in the mornings across motorways to get to schools. So I think what we need to get is a bit more granular in terms of the teaching workforce in Auckland and how that best meets the needs of the schools that are in need of more teachers.
So when you say getting more granular, is that more about what exactly, getting right down to the nitty-gritty? What are you suggesting?
Yeah, well, it was a bit of a buzzword. Just getting some more data about where teachers are moving to, where they're willing to drive to in order to have employment. When you have a shortage, people may be just looking at factors around, hey, how quickly can I get to a school? How much time am I going to spend on the motorway? And that can cause some issues, especially if you've got schools in areas where the house prices are pretty unaffordable for teachers on wages. So they'll probably tend to head to schools that are closer to their own homes.
So, Steve Hargraves, what do you think is the answer here, and how long might it take to get it in place?
Well, I don't think there's one answer. I think lots of things have to happen. We have to increase the number of teacher trainees in certain subjects. You know, Stephen mentioned the infrastructure is a real problem. I mean, all of those city fringe areas, predicting the, you know, the classroom space that we need is really tricky. You know, there's a lot of moving pieces to the puzzle here, and I'm not sure there is a silver bullet other than making sure that we do have, you know, very good projections on where the growth is going to occur and enough capacity in teacher training in those specialist subjects.
But this is something that, if you're talking about teacher training being part of the fix, it's going to continue for a number of years.
Yeah, this is not a quick fix. Yeah, returning teachers help. Teachers who have possibly re-entered the teaching profession after being in other careers because they've lost jobs through the COVID recession, you know, they will assist in putting, you know, good teachers in front of students. But you're right, it is a long-term issue, and it's been with us for a while, and I think it will continue to be that way.
Thank you very much for your time, both of you. Steve Hargraves there, President of the Auckland Secondary Principals Association. We were also speaking with Stephen Lethbridge,